This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello and welcome to Noise Box. Sometimes I get extremely discouraged when I podcast. I think a lot of podcasters go through that phase, you know, where we're wondering if there's really anybody out there listening. And I've been at that phase for a while, you know. Earlier this year, it was just like, am I wasting my time doing this? Do people really care? And then, you know, I got to the point where it's like, I don't really care if other people care. I just care about what I'm doing. But it feels discouraging, you know. I took part in Dog Days of Podcasting this year, simply because it seemed like a fun thing to do. I don't know if I'll do it again next year, but if I do, at least I will have a better plan, you know. I'll just start thinking about something in particular I want to do. I'll set up its own special feed, and then I will just do that show for an entire month, you know, if I do it. And I didn't do it so that, you know, to open new avenues of potential listenership. I did it just to see if I could do it, which I can. And it's not. There are some people who are doing the challenge to do it so that they could get back into the swing of things, right? I never really got out of the swing of things. I never really got out of the habit. Even when I'm not putting out a podcast for public consumption, I do have a list of friends, and I will do the equivalent of a podcast for them. There have been a couple of times, in fact, where I've started to do a Noise Box episode, but by the time I got to the end, I was like, eh, I'm not going to send this. I'll just send this, you know, basically to my private list. But one of the episodes that I did of Delivering Noise, I pretty much said that I do this show for myself. I mean, it's a music show, and I like going out, finding music that I've never heard before. And if I like it, I like to share it. Simple, you know. That's why I don't do a music show on a regular basis, because then it goes from, yeah, I like every one of these songs, to I don't like all these songs, but I need to put something in to help pad out the playlist. Or it'll just get to the point where it's just like, yeah, I've got to do a show. I'll just grab some songs at random. I don't care if I like them or not, you know. And I don't like to do that, you know. And it's not like some of the other music shows that I listen to, where people are actually repurposing internet radio or regular radio. Because when you do it that way, then a lot of the music licensing issues have already been taken care of. But when you're a pure podcaster, like Brian Ibbett at Coverville, then you don't have that luxury. And I know that he takes care of licensing issues on his own. So he does shows, but the shows he does, they always have a theme around them. So he doesn't have to really, I'm not gonna say it would sound offensive, but he doesn't really have to think too hard when he puts together a show. That sounded so wrong. And that's not, I'm not saying that he's just mindlessly doing a show. What I'm saying is that he just has to think of a subject or a theme, or if it's somebody's birthday, find songs that way. He doesn't have to think, oh man, well, what do I... You see, doing a music show, it's a little different. Do you let what you talk about guide what music you play, or do you let the music guide what you talk about? At least that's always been difficult for me, because there's sometimes I feel like talking about stuff. I feel like talking about a particular subject, and I try to find songs that work around it. Sometimes it's just the mood of the song, you know? But anyway, I said that, you know, basically I'm doing this show for me, and if anybody else listens, that's cool. And if they don't, that's cool too, because I'm doing it for me. It's been like about a month since I put out that show, and after a month is when I can tell how a show is done, you know? Because after a month, actually, I'd have to say after a couple of weeks, but I usually give it a month. After a month, you can tell pretty much how many downloads you're going to get, because anything during that month are the people who are subscribed, you know, because most people, they'll get their subscription in the first couple of days, they'll download it. But sometimes, you know, they be on vacation, computer could be down, just whatever. So that's why I say a month, you know. On television shows, they have like, was it the day plus seven ratings? That's anybody who's watched it on their DVR within 7 days. And then they don't re-release numbers, but they like recalculate them for what's it called, advertisers and stuff like that. They'll say, oh yeah, this only did, you know, this many viewers, but with the plus seven numbers it did this many viewers, you know. And that's how I take it for podcasts, you know. And anything after a month is just gravy. Those are your new listeners. Those are the people who stumbled across your show much, much later. But in the month since that episode's been out, it's been downloaded a whopping 27 times. You know. And I know that there were about 23 people who are taking part of, who, well, I shouldn't say at least, at the very least, that as far as I can tell, there were at least 23 people who were getting things because of the dog days of podcasting. Because like after the first couple of days, it was at 23. And then after a month, it's got like an extra four people who've listened. And that's disheartening. But like I said, it's a music show. Not everybody wants to hear somebody else's musical tastes. All right. But then today... okay. With Auphonic, one of the things you can do to set it up so that it will... All right, you input a file into Auphonic, you upload it, it processes it, and it can put it out. I have it going to three different areas. Number one, I have it going to my Dropbox, so I always have a backup copy. Two, goes directly to my FTP site so that I don't have to worry about uploading it again after processing. And three, it makes a video for YouTube, which is just the length of the podcast with the album art as the actual visual, you know. Because I've seen people do that, and I always wondered how they did it, and now I still don't really know. Some people just have like a template, and they sit down and they do it that way. But me, I use Auphonic, and it goes directly there, no problem. Well, since this thing has been working perfectly for years now, I don't really go and check YouTube all that much. I think the only time I'll go there is if it is a short show, because if it's something like a minute, if it's like less than 2 minutes, I turn off monetization simply because I don't think anybody should have to sit through like a 30-second ad for a 2-minute video that has no visual component to it. You know, to me, I just don't like that, right? Unless it's a song. And even then, if it's a song, I don't like that. So I usually go in and I turn those off. But I haven't been there for a while because I haven't done, you know, an extremely short show in a while. But I went there and I looked, and like the last 4 uploads I had were rejected due to length. And 9 times out of 10, it just means that YouTube wants you to verify your account again. Okay, especially if you have very low interaction with your own page. So that's what I have to do. And while I was there, I noticed, you know, I decided to take a look at the analytics, right? Which is how much money that I've made. Because once you get past a certain amount of money, then YouTube will cut you a check. Now, I could actually use a check right about now. But I look, and still, my most popular video is the video of my neighbor getting evicted. This is from a few years ago. Let me put it like this. This is like 4 neighbors ago. The house next to us is a rental property. And since the guy on the other side of us just moved out, and the bank is going to take over that one, I'm pretty sure that that one's going to be a rental property too. So we'll have renters on both sides of us, which isn't a big deal because we have a rental agreement, kind of. But if this street's going to become nothing but renters, then it may be time to move, because renters don't usually care about properties. It's just a build I've just come across. Anyway, so the neighbor next door, this was like, I want to say 2008, you know, when 2007 maybe, 2007, 2008, when the recession was really hitting the Detroit area hard and people were losing their houses left and right. And she was losing her house, and the bank was tossing her shit out. That has been watched like a couple thousand times, maybe even as many as 8,000. I can't remember now. But that's my number one money-making video. Number two is one of my, the one with the most views, because I forgot to turn on monetization, is my comic book room. But one thing I noticed was the numbers for all of the recent shows, and there are a lot that have not had 0 views. I think there's one, I think like since the dog days of podcasting, the number one viewed new video of mine had 5. So it's like, I'm just wasting my time. You know, the ones where I've actually videoed something, they do slightly better, but the ones are just the podcast, they do absolutely nothing. It's just a waste of my time and my effort. So I think I'm just gonna stop doing that. But it's frustrating because it's like, just feels like I'm wasting my time, you know, and I know I'm not. But see, now I'm at that time when I get to this point in the episode, I always wonder, do I put this whining crybaby bullshit out for public consumption, or do I just send it to my private list, who have been used to this kind of crybaby bullshit? Because for some reason, I always send my crybabiest bullshittiest stuff to them. Well, I don't know yet, but if you've downloaded this instead of receiving it in email, then there you have the answer.